It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is that time of the show. We are very lucky to have Beck and Everett on the phone, who are from Half Angel, which is a band in Pōneke. Kia ora, how are you guys?
Great, yeah.
Awesome, so good to have you on the show. We are here to talk about your guys' debut single as a band, Debt Collector, which BFM listeners, I'm sure you're very familiar with. We've been playing it lots on the airwaves. We've been absolutely loving it here. It came out late last month, but it feels like a bit of a long time coming for you guys. Is that kind of fair to say? Yeah, you've been kind of, you formed as a band like late last year and have been playing gigs since, and you know, you've played some pretty sick lineups with Newtown Fierce, open for some other great local artists like Saltwater Criminals, Jude Kelly and Elliot and Vincent. What's it like kind of reflecting on the past couple of months since forming the band and the reception you've had from audiences?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, Wellington is kind of like a blossoming community. It's great to play shows. So I'm like hearing what's playing. it's been awesome. It's been super cool. Yeah, this is like putting me on.
Yeah, we're low-key cutting out a little bit. This is kind of difficult. Maybe we'll get into your first track and hopefully sort out a bit of technical difficulties, but we're gonna start with a track from Double Virgo. This one's called Splashy.
Sweet as. Cool.
I kind of first came across Double Virgo not long ago, but I think they're so great. What kind of made you guys select this track?
Well, Everett introduced me to them right when we started last year, because we were all really into Baratalia. He put me on, and we sort of like all really got into them at the same time. We love their vibe, and I think the two guys of Baratalia are amazing. They're super, super creative, and we take a lot of inspiration out of their sound.
Totally. Yeah, no, we're big fans of Baratalia, Al and I, so totally matching that vibe. I did want to ask you guys a bit about forming the band. Tell me a bit about each of your backgrounds before forming Half Angel. How did you kind of come together?
So me, Everett, Tsumanako and Ashan, we used to be in a band called Bald Leaf, which were active kind of all throughout last year. We ended that band on rocky terms, but it's been a nice change. I mean, we got Beck in here now and we've kind of evolved our sound and all collectively kind of benefited off each other and gotten better at our instruments and better at songwriting as a whole. It's just been, it's been a really great journey so far.
Totally. No, it's so nice to kind of come together, form something a little bit different and kind of pick it back up. with all the good stuff, I guess. What are each of your roles in the band?
So this is Everett speaking. I play guitar and I sing.
I'm on bass, Sean plays drums, and DeMarco's guitar and vocals. But if you mean roles as in like how we operate, I would say we all kind of do the admin side of things at the same time all together. And we all, one of us will bring an idea to a new song, and then we all kind of like someone plant a seed and we all just grow around that. That's sort of it's pretty collaborative in terms of songwriting.
Totally. Yeah, I really like that. I was going to ask you guys about that a bit more later, but it's nice to get a little bit more insight now, and we'll talk about it again a bit more. But I reckon let's hop into the next track. We've got one from NY Frills. This one's called Open Head, and we'll continue chatting afterwards. These guys are really great. How did you discover this track, or what made you guys pick this one?
This is a recent find for me. My friend, one of my good friends, Kendakel, who was in Bleeding Star, she put me on. And yeah, I've just loved them ever since. I mean, the guitar sound is so heavy. And it's just, yeah, production's so great.
Totally.
I feel like my playing is reminiscent of the songs that they write. And it's kind of cool to hear some people that are very like-minded to the stuff that I write, or the stuff that we write collectively.
Totally. I was going to say, I feel like I can really hear the influence, particularly with this track, with your guys' sound. And this segment is so great for that, because it really gives like the listener an opportunity to get insight into that, and artists to kind of give listeners that and see those kind of artists and musicians that are influential to a band sound, and that really translates into the overall product. How did the four of you kind of find your sound collectively? Is it quite an amalgamation of each of your tastes, do you feel?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel like we can't really set a genre upon ourselves. I'll get back to answer this question.
When I joined, it seemed we were gonna continue like the Bald Leaf sort of sound, and a lot of the songs we were gonna still play from Bald Leaf. So it was grounded from that sort of shoegaze aspect. Maybe I brought a different kind of direction with my playing. I don't know. It's definitely seemed to have evolved since then a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, both me and Bex, music tastes are very similar, and we've become great friends because of it. And it's been really easy to write songs with Bex, and he's just like a great friend, and he understands what it means to write good music.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I feel like the friendships that are like bonded in music are so strong, and it's such a great way to connect with people, and like particularly in a band, feeling that, of course, that's like the most important thing, but across friendships and different relationships, like that is so at the center of it. And I feel that. The next track we're playing, Local, we've got one from Recitals, who are so great. We might play the rest of this out, and then we'll, oh, and it's come to a beautiful finish there. Never mind. we'll hit the recitals track. It's one of my favorites as well. I really love this song. It's really good. This is Tongue by Recitals. For our listeners, we'll hit that one now. It's so great. It's such a good track. I just heard you guys being like, God, I love this song. And you're so right. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the music video that came out with this track that we're going to play next, your debut single, Debt Collector. It's such a sick video, and I want to know a little bit more about the kind of storyline that's running through it. I feel like I'm going to do a bad job at describing it, but for our listeners, it's kind of got a lion character and a girl and then the band kind of interacting in between. But I don't know, you guys will do a better job at explaining it. But do you want to speak to that a little?
Yeah, so it was sort of my creative idea to make that video. Everett's song, like, he wrote all the lyrics to the song, and I found it quite interesting what it was all about, and I wanted to just do something with it, make it like a visual interpretation. But yeah, there's a bit of a story going on. So there's two characters, obviously, and I view that as, like, verse one is the first character, verse two is the second character, and they're speaking about each other. I don't know, I guess the lion's after the girl. The girl doesn't want the girl. Oh, sorry. The girl doesn't want the lion. And he's quite persistent on his, you know, endeavors, but she wouldn't, you know, she won't have it. That's it.
It's so visually impressive as well. Like, it truly is, I don't know, saying like an experience is crazy, but it's a really great video. Who was kind of working on this with you guys?
It was just me, I guess, and
it was just me and Beck.
Oh, amazing! I love that.
Yeah, we edited it together. Yeah, spliced
storyline it out.
Storyline, yeah.
Oh, nice. Do you guys have like any background in film as well?
Yeah, we're both film students.
Yeah, there it is. I was like, come on, you guys didn't just pull that out of your ass. I swear to God.
It was pretty low budget. We used Nessie equipment because I got access to the free stuff they've got there.
Yeah.
So that's all the nice cameras, and my parents let me borrow some of their stuff, like the camping tables and chairs. That was like that one scene outside.
Nice.
It's just all the shit from my shed inside.
Yeah. Classic. Oh, it always is a bit like that. I love the kind of DIY vibe, but it came out looking so clean and so good.
Yeah, thank you. So much fun to make as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. It looked like it. We should play your guys' debut single. It's so good. Congratulations. We'll chat a little bit more, but let's play it for the listeners. This is Debt Collector.
Enjoy.
Enjoy, yes.
Of
Debt Collector by Half Angel. We've had the pleasure of speaking to Beck and Everett from Half Angel for the past 15 minutes or so, chatting about some track selections and the band as a whole. It's been such a joy. It's such a great track. With having released your debut single, what's kind of next for you guys? What are you currently working on?
We're planning on slowing down like shows, but we've got a couple of shows coming up.
Amazing.
And we've headed into the studio recording our EP, which will be hopefully out maybe at the end of the year.
Sick.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. There'll be like three more songs.
Amazing. Oh, that's so exciting. I'm so excited for new music. And also hopefully you guys come up to Auckland and play soon. That would be sick as well.
Yeah, we would love to.
We're planning on it.
Yay, awesome. Oh, great. Well, we'll be there. thank you so much for hopping on the phone today. It's been great to chat and some great selections from you both, from all four of you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. And congratulations on the debut single. It's so awesome.
Cheers, thank you.
Cheers.
Awesome, cheers,
thank
guys.
Thank you, 95 BFM.
Shout out 95 BFM for real.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.